Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Child labor played a big role in Utah's turn-of-the-century economy. With many urban families in poverty, sometimes with both parents born outside the United States, children often became important breadwinners. They worked as office boys, errand boys, and newsboys. Salt Lake City had its own force of newsboys, some as young as 6 years old, who were up at 5 a.m. to sell newspapers before school. Many earned as much as their fathers did at railroad or factory jobs. It was their profession, and many wanted the professional recognition and protection that came with a union. The Newsboy Union No. 1 of Salt Lake City was formed in 1893, following a dispute with the Salt Lake Telegram. The Telegram sold for 3 cents a paper, which forced newsboys to carry pockets full of heavy pennies to make change for their customers. By boycotting the Telegram, the newsboys succeeded in getting the price of the paper raised to a nickel. In 1902, members marched through downtown Salt Lake City in the Labor Day Parade, along with their canine mascot, who wore a sign that read, "A yellow dog is better than a scab." A couple years later, they received a visit from the renowned Noodles Fagan. Noodles was the president of the Chicago Newsboys Association and the New York Newsboy Union, and traveled the country advising newsboys in their efforts to sell and to organize. Noodles eventually traded in his newsboy cap for a vaudeville cape in a move that heralded the decline of newsboy unions. By the early 20th century, social reformers began to focus on children's working conditions. Congress passed legislation that discouraged child labor and promoted compulsory education. Some of the Salt Lake newsboys agitated to keep their jobs, but by 1920, American attitudes toward child labor had shifted. Children filled classrooms instead of city streets. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by Heidi Tuck. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.